Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
On Friday, April 15th, the Gay and Lesbian Straight Education Network is holding its annual National Gay Day of Silence. Supposedly, according to their website, on the National Day of Silence, hundreds of thousands of students nationwide take a vow of silence to bring attention to anti-LGBT name-calling, bullying, and harassment in their schools. And that's the end of the quote. But what is its real intention? At the bottom of that very same page, on the very same website, are links to other GLSEN days of action, such as Ally Week, Gender Awareness Day, No Name Calling Week, and Transgender Day of Remembrance. I think that kind of gives us an inkling as to what GLSEN's purpose is. So is the real purpose of GLSEN's Gay Day of Silence, is it to address bullying, or what is it? And, you know, as you're listening to this, you also need to be questioning whether your school is participating in the Day of Silence, and if so, what can parents do? And to address all those questions, my guest is Lori Higgins, who's the director of the Illinois Family Institute's Division of School Advocacy. Thanks, Lori, for being with us.
Hi, Diane. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been on top of this and following this homosexual activism for a number of years, and you've actually been, you've seen what's happened. You're in the Chicago area, and you've seen what's happened there in the Chicago area. And you know what's headed down the pike for even the smallest schools and the smallest cedar town in the nation, what GLSEN wants, and it isn't pretty.
No, it's not, and parents are being deceived into thinking that this is centrally about ending bullying. Everybody wants to end bullying. Bullying, kids are bullied for all sorts of reasons. There's just an inordinate amount of attention paid to bullying, either of students who identify as homosexual or just simply using anti-homosexual epithets. What GLSEN and the Human Rights Campaign and virtually every pro-homosexual organization wants to do is they want to eradicate the belief that homosexual conduct is immoral, and they are exploiting legitimate anti-bullying sentiment to do that, to guilt people into feeling like they can't oppose the Day of Silence, for to do so means that you endorse bullying. Parents need to understand you can oppose the Day of Silence, No Name Calling Week, Transgender Remembrance Day, Ally Week, Spirit Week. You can oppose all of those and still oppose bullying. Every school in this country has detailed anti-bullying policy. Teachers cannot monitor every minute of every student's day. Sometimes teachers are not doing their job, but we don't need more anti-bullying policy, and we certainly don't need more enumerated anti-bullying policy and activities, which are those that specifically mention homosexuality and gender identity disorder.
And unfortunately, our Senator Bob Casey is sponsoring the national, you know, the federal level bill to
Student
deal
non-discrimination
with.
Act.
Yeah, that one. He's right out there.
Is our supposedly Republican.
Well, we expect that from Illinois, you know.
Right. Well, true. Right. Right. But this is our supposedly Republican senator.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but this is the Day of Silence started at the college level. I think it was at University of Virginia. Mm-hmm. Now it's in thousands of high schools, and it's been moving in for the last few years into middle schools. And anti-bullying curricula and resources are also moving in through anti-bullying laws and policies into our elementary schools. And what homosexual activists want to do is they want to, as I said, eradicate a certain moral belief that that homosexual conduct is immoral, and create a social and legal climate and political climate that make it impossible for people to express the view that homosexual conduct is immoral. And homosexual activists, I don't think they try to conceal the fact that they believe the only way you can end bullying is to normalize homosexuality. They will outright say that the expression of the moral belief that homosexuality is wrong creates the climate of violence
right.
that results in bullying. Well, what's the logic of that? Is you have to eradicate that belief or make it so people can't express it.
Can't express it without fear of being, without the fear of being called a bigot or a homophobe.
That's
and
right.
that's exactly what the Southern Poverty Law Center did, basically, is that these organizations listed are creating an atmosphere of hate because of what they're saying.
And people, what people need to understand is none of these assertions, things like that come out of GLSEN and come out of the SPLC, none of those are applied consistently.
That's
in other words, they don't say that expressing their moral beliefs about some other conduct constitutes hatred or bigotry or creates a climate of violence. So, for example, if someone who works at the Southern Poverty Law Center or at GLSEN believes that polyamory, which is the romantic attraction to multiple people and sexual involvement with multiple people at the same time, if they believe that conduct is not moral conduct, they don't believe that they're haters for saying that, or that they create an atmosphere of violence for those people. So they're very selective. They say that the moral beliefs that they disagree with are those that constitute hatred and create a climate of violence. And conservatives need to be willing to endure name-calling.
Mm-hmm.
We have to endure being called haters and bigots and show through our actions that we don't hate people and we would never endorse bullying of children, nor do we treat them. I worked at a public high school until 2.5 years ago. I worked full-time in a writing center. I had students who identified as homosexual. My kids have, all four of my kids have had friends who identified as homosexual or kids that they worked with. I felt exactly toward those kids as I do toward any other kids. I enjoyed their company. I respect them as humans despite their homosexual acts.
Right.
And so we have to be, if we don't speak out and oppose this kind of politicization of our classrooms, we pass this problem on, and a worse problem, to our children and our grandchildren.
Because we're allowing it to, it's like a snowball effect, allowing it to get bigger and bigger if we don't address it.
That's right. It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to take, and what, for those people, for those listeners who don't know, on the day of silence, students refuse to speak during class time. They also wear bracelets or T-shirts, and they put up banners. And
they put duct tape on their mouth and things like that.
They do, although GLSEN doesn't recommend that because it can be irritating to skin.
That's the reason they don't want that. I mean,
right.
Not that it isn't inappropriate, just that it's irritating to the skin. That's their...
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
So, but this is inappropriate to ask kids to refuse to speak. I have an email that was sent out. I'm going to be posting it today. This was sent out by the student activities director of a high school in the Chicago area, Lyons Township High School, big high school, and their student activities director said, among other things, these students will not be speaking all day, those students are participating. Please be respectful towards students who choose not to speak on this day. Honor their choice to remain silent. Listeners need to be aware that both the ACLU and Lambda Legal, which is a pro-homosexual legal organization, have said students have no legal or constitutional right to refuse to speak in class. So if teachers ask them to answer a question or participate in a discussion or give a presentation, students have to do that. And yet the student activities director did say that, but this is how he phrased it. He said, however, these students will be informed that if a teacher or other staff member insists they answer a question, rather, he could have said, if these students are asked a question, but he says insists. It's very loaded language. It's intended to make teachers feel like there's going to be a problem if they do that. And he's already said twice that they should respect students who refuse to speak and they should honor their choice. Well, what if teachers actually want to teach that day?
Well, that'd be a good question. And insist, what's that, the three question? You have to ask the question three times to get a response from the student. Is that the rule? What's the rule that this, I'm assuming this student activities director is a paid staff member for this district?
Is a paid staff member, and he sent that email out to all staff and all faculty last week. And I would like to ask, when he says be respectful towards students and honor their choice, in his view, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Clearly, it means he is to allow them to refuse to speak in class.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Facebook page that our students are leaving comments, and one girl wrote and said, I refused to speak last year. My teacher wrote me up for refusing to speak. And then she reported her teachers. So this, for when administrators say that the day of silence is not disruptive to school days, they're being dishonest. Everyone knows that most teachers have moved away from direct instruction, which is to say lecturing, and most classes, science, English, social studies, rely on student interaction in the classroom.
Right.
And it also makes a very political day. And I can there are teachers who have left-of-center views, and they dislike
intensely. Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know that.
Pardon me?
I did not know that.
No, I was saying not just that there are those teachers, but even those teachers dislike the day of silence.
Okay.
Because there are teachers who are politically left, but they're just there to do their job.
Okay.
They want to
teach
math. They want to teach science. They don't want to have a political controversy.
Have a political day like this, which definitely is a political day. And Glisson knows that. And the ACLU and Lambda Legal, they all know that. And they know that they're sending the message to these kids. Not only their kids who are participating, but the other kids in the school who are not participating. The message is homosexuality is okay, bisexuality and transgenderism is okay.
Right.
And that's the main purpose of the message. As you're saying, the purpose is to eradicate the belief that homosexuality is wrong.
That's right. They want people to feel that their moral beliefs are the thing that is creating violence and is creating bullying.
Yeah.
That's what they want them to believe. I even asked a homosexual activist, I said, because you'll often hear the word homophobia come up during all these discussions, and I said, would you agree that when they have any kind of, whether it's a day of silence or whether it's an anti-bullying teaching, that every time a teacher uses the word homophobia, that they would agree to define it and make it clear that they're not talking about moral beliefs about behavior? And he said, absolutely not.
Yeah, because that's exactly what they're targeting.
That's right.
And they're using bullying tactics themselves and the name-calling. I mean, they're bullying the ones with deeply held religious beliefs that homosexuality is wrong.
That's right. They're exactly doing that. And someone wrote me, I don't know if he's homosexual. He identifies as a humanist. And he sends me emails periodically. And one was...
You got a fan club.
Yes, exactly. And I don't even know where he lives, but he sent me... There was a recent decision in Arkansas to overturn their ban on gay adoptions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was cheering for that. And he said, our side won, meaning his side.
Right, yeah.
And I said, but children lost.
Yeah.
And he ended his email by saying, haters suck. I don't know if you can keep that on the radio. And I wrote him and I said that that language certainly didn't demonstrate tolerance, love, or civility. And he wrote me back and he said, we don't have to be tolerant of haters. Well, of course, he has decided that I'm a hater.
Yeah.
He doesn't know me. He's never met me. He doesn't see how I interact with people. My moral beliefs say that I am a hater, and he says, therefore, that's the one area that tolerance does not be the people to whom tolerance does not need to be extended are people who believe that homosexual acts are not moral. Of course, that's the historical view cross-culturally, across religions, was that homosexual conduct is not moral.
Exactly, and homosexuals have redefined the word tolerance towards, anyone, as you're saying, anyone who disagrees with him is not tolerant.
Well, and in school, tolerance is used to mean... Tolerance really means to endure something or put up with something you find objectionable.
Right.
When they say we're to tolerate homosexuality, they're not saying we should put up with it. Everybody puts up with it.
You can't watch a television show. Right.
They mean that you should affirm it and approve of it.
As the chairman of the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission, who is an openly homosexual man, as he said, he does not want to be tolerated. He wants to be celebrated.
That's right. And that's why if people don't, that's why we have this walkout on the day of silence.
Yeah.
If you don't if conservatives don't sort of draw a line in the sand and say we will not tolerate this in our public schools, it will continue to increase. I mean, the fact that we've already mentioned all these other days and weeks, and parents need to realize some of these activities, there are teachers who are participating. There are teachers who refuse to speak in class. There are teachers who wear T-shirts on Ally Week and Spirit Week. And what they communicate to conservative kids in the classroom is that these teachers believe that homosexuality is equivalent to heterosexuality. So how can those conservative kids express a moral or political view in classroom discussions when their teacher has announced their position on
right.
this issue?
And I would especially encourage parents, if their school has a gay straight alliance club, more than likely that school is going to be participating in the Day of Silence. But some schools do it even without a GSA.
All it takes is one student to go to
true.
The administration.
And one thing also, in past years, GLSEN used to list the schools that participated until, you know, you and I and other pro-family groups exposed what the Day of Silence really is. And
right.
they no longer publicize that list.
Right.
So they're doing this all completely undercover as far as, unless there's a parent who's really keeping track of what's going on in their child's school, a parent's not going to know.
That's right. Oh, I've talked to parents who said it didn't take place in their school. Mm-hmm. I was with them, and their children said, it has for years. Parents don't know, or their kids come home and say, it wasn't a big deal, and things like that. It doesn't matter if the kids perceive it as a big deal. It is a big
mm-hmm.
deal.
It is.
And this is what parents do with all sorts of things. They dismiss these singular events, or they say it doesn't matter if they read this pro-homosexual play
mm-hmm.
because there's only, you know, brief scenes that are inappropriate, or they've had a speaker at school, or there's been an assembly, or they've watched a film. And we keep dismissing those, saying, well, it was just something small.
But let me interrupt right quick. I just talked to a dad over in Montgomery County, which is a suburb of Philly. And he just found out what happened this past December. And the school was a mandatory assembly, so all the kids had to be there. And they invited a homosexual speaker, and he was openly talking about his relationships. And he was talking about, I was at work, and he just became infatuated with one of his fellow workers. And so they went and had sex. And the guy said, the only mistake I made was I didn't use a condom.
Oh, my gosh.
And he got AIDS. So that was his only mistake. It wasn't the fact that he became sexually involved with a coworker. It was that he did not use a condom. And this dad's daughter came home and told her father what happened. The parents had no idea that this mandatory assembly was going to take place until it was a done deal.
And how many kids in that assembly mm-hmm. didn't go home and tell their parents?
Exactly. The majority of them did not, I'm sure.
Well, when I was working at Deerfield High School here in the Chicago suburbs, and this was probably now 8, 10, maybe 15 years ago, I went with students to talk by our theater teacher, who was homosexual, and he was telling them about thesis statements, and he was telling them that several years before that, the theater department had put on a production of Romeo and Juliet, and that his artistic vision included having Tybalt, who is Juliet's cousin, be female and in love with Juliet.
Oh my goodness.
Which, of course, is homosexual incest, if you
mm-hmm.
think a relationship between cousins.
Right.
And this was over 15 years ago. Now, how many kids went home and told their parents about that? But the problem is, cultural change doesn't happen through dramatic single events. It happens through the slow accretion of little things that we ignore or dismiss.
Yeah.
And that's why we are asking people to call their schools and ask this week, do you permit students and or teachers to refuse to speak during class on the Day of Silence? Don't ask if they're sponsoring it, because it's students technically who sponsor it.
Right.
All they ask is, do you allow students to refuse to speak? If they say yes, then we're asking parents, call your children out of school because it costs schools money for every student absence. And administrators, even conservative administrators, are afraid to draw a line in the sand and send a note to, they could send a note to teachers easily saying, the ACLU has said students have no right to refuse to speak. Classroom is for teaching. It's not for political action.
Right.
We expect you to have your students speak. There is no permission for students to refuse to speak. Administrators could do that, but they're afraid.
But they're afraid because their state boards of education probably are right on board with this, the homosexual, you know, day of silence.
That's right. And conservative teachers want parents to take a stand on this issue. They're afraid that they'll experience professional repercussion.
Yeah.
If parents call their kids out of school and they start losing money, administrators can go to their school boards and say, we can't have this anymore. We're losing money on it.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If enough parents don't do it, if just a few parents call their kids out, at least your kids are not present on that day for all this political controversy.
So parents need to call their schools and ask, do not ask administrators whether they're sponsoring, endorsing, or supporting the Day of Silence. Ask if students, if it's going to allow students to remain silent during class time on the day of silence.
Right, and I recommend even using the language of, do you permit students and or teachers to refuse to speak in class?
And actually, you have this Day of Silence, What Should Parents Do, up on the Day of Silence website.
It's doswalkout.net.
Right.
I think that's
the
it.
Walkout.
And parents, there's a sample calling out letter, because we would love for parents to also send emails to their students' teachers and department chairs and administrators saying why they're calling them out of school.
Yeah.
If you don't have the nerve to do that, you can just say for personal reasons. But when I called my daughter out her last 3 years of high school, I sent letters to the school board members, the administrators, and I worked in the high school, so it was even more challenging.
Oh, wow.
But and then to explain why. So we have everything, instructions for parents, how to ask, sample calling out letter they can use, and actually some of the concerns that are raised by parents, we have those sort of an FAQ, and so everything is there that you would need to explain further.
Okay, and give that website again where parents can go.
Well, I hope I have it right, Diane, if you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I think
check.
It's doswalkout.net, or it might be dayofsilencewalkout.net.
I'll double check that.
And also, we should say that this is a national coalition. This is not an Illinois effort. This is all over the country. AFA, Concerned Women for America, and a whole host of independent pro-family organizations.
Oh, yeah, and the list of endorsers are on that home page there. So you can go to the home page and scroll down. AFA Michigan, AFA PA, National AFA, like you're saying, CWA, and a whole host, like as you're saying. So I suggest people go to that website and scroll down and see just which organizations are endorsing this. And it's, I'd say, 30 or so.
Right. And
so
every year we grow it, and
Mission
we hope
America
to continue
is
to
also,
grow it.
Right.
I mean, we have endorsers from California, Montana, Massachusetts, obviously Pennsylvania, all over the country.
So there is a groundswell of opposition, or actually a groundswell of educating, an attempt to educate parents on what this really is, or even educating parents on the very existence of the Day of Silence, which most parents don't even know. So we're encouraging parents to call their schools. First, go to the website and see what's there, and go to the Day of Silence, What Should Parents Do, go to that page, and then that'll outline, there's six different steps here, as what you can do and how to do it.
And I think it's really important for parents to understand, kids don't like the Day of Silence. I know that because I worked in a high school. Even kids on the political left, just like teachers on the left, because a lot of kids just simply don't like the controversy that this day brings. They want to, kids are struggling with family issues and academic issues and all sorts of stuff. They don't need this. I mean, imagine if we had to go to work every day, or at least annually, at least one day a year. But now there's more because there's all these other days.
All the other ones.
And encounter this.
Yeah,
I mean,
imagine
most of us as adults just avoid this issue when we're out in the world because we just want to do our business and not engage in political controversy.
Yeah, absolutely. And schools should be a place for education, for academics, and they should not be involved in political activism. And of course, GLSEN's main one of their main purposes for their they continue adding to their days of action Every year it seems like they come up with a new one.
Right, and also, people need to, you mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a hugely problematic organization. They actually have a teaching arm called Teaching Tolerance that many, many, many teachers subscribe to their free email, and Teaching Tolerance has days like this also, and they have a whole host of activities that are designed to normalize homosexuality. So, and that's what they're, all these organizations want to do is they want to exploit public education, use our tax dollars to promote their moral and political views, and they want to impose those on other people's children.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really offensive. I wrote about recently, the Department of Justice made a video for what's called the It Gets Better campaign, which was started by a very hateful homosexual activist named Dan Savage.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Department of Justice video, they have Department of Justice video employees telling kids that it's cool to be homosexual. Now, those employees are entitled to have that belief. They're not entitled to promote a moral, philosophical belief on taxpayer
kids.
Money.
Right.
And they previewed this movie and this video at a public high school, after which students were invited to sign the It Gets Better pledge that says students deserve to be respected for who they are. Well, we deserve to be respected because we're humans.
Mm-hmm.
Despite our inclinations and our behavior, no government employee should ask students to sign something that says they deserve to be respected for their homosexuality.
Right, exactly.
They can believe that. And parents should be outraged that our federal government is using their time and money to promote particular moral beliefs.
Right, and we, you know, with Friday coming up, people, you know, parents need to contact their schools and or go to the website and get the instructions and find out if their school is permitting teachers and students to be silent on the Day of Silence on April 15th. So we encourage them to do that. And how can folks contact you, Laurie, if they want more information?
Well, you can go through our website. My email address is hlaurie@illinoisfamily.org. That's my email address. And on my website, there's my phone number if they need to contact me if they have some particular questions. I would go through the material first because probably their questions will be answered there. I've tried to answer all the central concerns parents have.
Okay, fantastic. And the overall website, I mean, they can go to the Day of Silence website through illinoisfamily.org.
Yes, that's right. If you go to illinoisfamily.org, that's all spelled out, you'll see a big icon or image link on the right that says Day of Silence,
walk out. Yeah.
And they can go that way
upper right hand corner there. And that's, I suggest folks go to illinoisfamily.org and click on that, and that'll take you directly to the page that they need to get the homepage. They can click on buttons from there to go to the necessary pages for the instructions. But thanks, Laurie, for staying, keeping us informed and staying with it.
Yeah, well, thanks for your work, Diane, and thanks again for having me on.
Hey, take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.